You have a permit, right?
Yeah.
Very cool.
You say you want to use these fields here?
That's why we're here.
You'll have to tidy up after yourself.
Of course. We're gonna need a place for people to crash.
Your mother says we can triple our money.
Three times the rooms.
The word is getting out that maybe we'll have a few more guests than we originally thought.
The New York State Thruway has been backed up all the way from the George Washington Bridge. It's basically a parking lot.
What?
You know what those hippies are going to do to our town?
Okay, here's the deal. Because I was born in 1971, my nostalgia for Woodstock is non-existent. So I was indifferent to the subject matter of Taking Woodstock, which tells the story of how a small town ended up hosting the historic music festival. While the film gives a unique look at the festival's history, which is from the organizer's point of view, far, far away from the main stage, Taking Woodstock seems to be more of a two-hour glorification of the distant hippie culture. Looking back from 40 years, the event just seems steeped in pseudo-intellectualism and an annoying slacker nature. I just felt like it needed a shower after seeing it, and I never wanted Eric Cartman to clean things up more than I did watching this film. Taking Woodstock gets 2 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.